News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, I'm going to turn now to plans from Dublin City Council to pedestrianise a number of streets in Dublin, Merrion Row, Mary Street and part of Capel Street, on a trial basis to help restaurateurs back onto their feet with controlled outdoor dining this summer. You'll be aware Cork are doing exactly the same thing. Joining us is Hugo's restaurant owner Gina Murphy and independent Dublin City Councillor Manox Flynn. Gina, to you first. Are you in favour of this? Would it benefit restaurants, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And good morning. First of all, just to explain, this isn't just something that's come about very suddenly. We've actually been working towards this for the last 8 or 9 months. So I represent a group of traders on Merrion Row, which Merrion Row, for those who don't know, is on the corner of Stephen's Green East and North, right? And we're home to 12 hospitality businesses and 6 offices, including, you know, a bank and a post office. But basically, since last July or August, we have been working very, very hard on putting a proposal together to not just bring in outdoor dining, but to create a cultural corridor. So what we want to do is create a pedestrian link between the museums and the galleries, because, I mean, we've got the National, the Natural, the Museum, we've got the National Library, we've got the National Art Gallery, the RHA, the Concert Hall. We are the pedestrian link between them all. And what we want to do is to emphasize that and give it a whole new lease of life and remove traffic from the street. And in that, there would encompass outdoor dining.
Okay. Manox Flynn, is it a good idea?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, good morning, Gina, and good morning, Shane, and good morning, listeners. Look, I mean, certainly when you get an opportunity to pedestrianize an area, and it's appropriate, and you've gone through the statutory process, so I don't have a problem with it. But if you're simply going to, you know, waive the law and basically put in temporary measures which are going to impact on the traffic within the city, sending traffic literally all over the place and impacting on other streets, that is a problem. Now, pedestrianising streets is one aspect. Commercialising streets is another aspect. So what if Ireland's come along and say, listen, can you give us further opportunity to put our goods onto Abbey Street? So there's an issue here, you know what I mean? And the issue is about how you manage these particular domains. And it's all well and good, you know, saying that you have a pedestrianised kind of walkway to the cultural quarter of the museums. But so that's already, like, you know, people can walk up that street. People can walk down that street. It's not a street that actually has a major problem, except when there's all sorts of sandwich boards on the footpaths. In the likes of Candle Street, even in the likes of the Boardwalk, which are, you know, I mean, again, pedestrianised, there's huge issues of antisocial behaviour. Down along Portobello, there's massive issues of antisocial behaviour. And indeed, down in the Grand Canal Dock over the past couple of weeks, it's been absolutely mayhem. I'd also cite the likes of Dame Lane and Dame Court, and also parts of Temple Bar, which are very unmanageable in many respects.
All right.
So as I said, like, you know, the issue is, Shane, is that the motorists and the people who get around this city, that is the main artery, for instance, in Merrion Row. So I just cannot see the NTA entertaining this. As I said again, I'm all on for pedestrianisation, I'm all on for cycling, but as I said, it has to be appropriate and it has to be measured and it has to go out there to public consultation.
Oh, okay. How about that, Gina Murphy? I heard Conor Skeen, I read Conor Skeen in the Sunday Indo yesterday, making very similar points and talking about the theft of public space, and if it wasn't done right, it could backfire.
Oh, absolutely. But like I say, we've put 8 or 9 months of work into this, and we've analysed a huge amount of data. We're a very tiny street. We're only 110 metres long, and it's a hugely heavily pedestrianised street in normal times. Now, on that, we also have 10 bus routes that barrel down there in a very narrow space. Our footpaths are so narrow, they're only 2 or 3 feet in places, and people have to walk out on the roads. So, I mean, regardless of anything else, there's a safety aspect there that has to be addressed as things go on anyway. But, I mean, we last year, due to COVID, our footfall was down over 90%.
Yeah.
The area that we're in services a lot of the hotels, the city centre, where we're not just a tourist area, but we are also very much a business area.
Okay. And it would give a considerable advantage to restaurants along that street over other restaurants that aren't lucky enough to be on pedestrianised streets, though, doesn't it?
Listen, I don't know what to say to you to that. I mean, you look, some days you're better off being indoors when it's raining. You know, so what we're trying to do here is create an attraction within the city. It's not just about the restaurants. Okay. This is about creating somewhere where artists can, we would have market stalls, artists, that there would be possibly a mobile bandstand for lunchtime, you know, jazz or classical concerts. This is about whole concept for the area.
Okay, all right. No, it sounds, it does sound nice. Gina Murphy, thanks indeed for that. Mannix, last word to you. Are you convinced by that, or do you still have reservations?
Not at all. I mean, the idea of putting, like, you know, concerts and, you know, creative artists. I mean, just like this is harebrained. I mean, with all due respects, when we had the major heat wave in the country and people had to eat on the streets because it was too hot inside and there was no air conditioning, that was the time for the whole industry, including the Restaurant Association, the Vintners Association, to get together and to plan this out in a proper way. Equally, Dublin City Council know that this is a major issue within the city and they okay. haven't planned it out. So to simply turn around and say, hey, we want our street, and again, it would create...
Okay, I better bring Gina back in here. Gina, I better bring Gina back in here. Harebrained nuts, according to Mannix.
I don't know what to say to that. We have put huge work and huge research into this. This is not harebrained. There's been a lot of thought. We have proposed all different routes. Nothing is confirmed yet either. I mean, because it was in the papers at the weekend, nothing has been confirmed to us okay. by the council.
Mannix,
these are plans that are under consultation.
Go on, Mannix.
This is not going to happen. We've been given no information.
Well, Mannix,
hang on a second, Gina, for a moment. This is Dublin City Council with the NTA. Mm-hmm. We simply don't lob off streets. This takes a long, long, long process. Otherwise, you end up in court. Otherwise, you end up in disarray.
And okay, again, let Gina respond, Mannix. Let Gina respond, Mannix.
The other thing about...
Mannix, let Gina respond.
Sorry, go ahead. My apologies.
Gina?
No, you're okay. Listen, I didn't come on here to have an argument with anybody, okay? I came on here under the premise that I was explaining our proposals. We've been in consultation for months over this. I have written to every single one of the 63 councillors. I've written to ministers. We have been in discussion with the COVID mobility section. We gave a formal presentation to them in March. This isn't something that has been plucked out of the wind. This has been something that has been worked on and strategized. And I fully understand, Mannix, that you know you don't agree with it, but that doesn't mean that it is not up there for consultation
okay.
and for debate,
all right.
and reasoned debate.
Okay, we will leave it there. Mannix, do you want a very final word just quickly?
Everything is up for debate. Everything is considered in Dublin City Council. But to simply say, look, you know, that this is going to go ahead, and you know what I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, literally okay. and truly, we have hundreds of requests from people in Dublin to close off streets, to do all sorts of
harebrained
ideas. But it's not going to happen. I can guarantee you that because it's a main artery. Merrion Row is a main artery. Huge buses going through it. Huge okay. traffic going through it.
Mannix, we do have to leave it there. Thank you indeed.
Good morning.
Dublin City Councillor Mannix Flynn and Hugo's restaurant owner Gina Murphy. Thank you to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.